Several months ago, Iraqis welcomed the return of a newly reconstituted Iraqi police force that had been trained and equipped by the U.S. military. Since then, these police have been the victims of the same insurgency that has left hundreds of Americans killed and wounded. One bloody day last month, suicide bombers attacked four police stations in Baghdad, leaving scores dead. They're almost daily threats against the Iraqi police. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
The new Iraqi police is a force under siege. Take, for example, the survivors of two of the police stations that were devastated by last month's simultaneous suicide bomb attacks. These officers, some still recovering from shrapnel wounds, are now operating behind the barbed wire and sandbags of an abandoned U.S. military base. Commissioner Ali Jassim, who was wounded in two places by a car bomb, says the new station could still be hit by RPG-7s, also known as rocket-propelled grenades.
All around the building is open area. We are not afraid from car bombs, but we are afraid of RPG-7s and mortars. So, you know, it's not safe. Any moment, maybe, we will be shot.
These officers certainly have reason to be scared. Their enemies have been distributing printed death threats in the markets that denounce police as collaborators. Just this week, a top officer and his driver were severely injured by an attack in Baghdad. And last night, a police station in Mosul was in flames after being hit by an RPG. Steve Castile is the top American advisor to Iraq's interior ministry.
Some people would argue they became targets because they're collaborators. That's not true. They've become targets because they're a symbol of success. They're a symbol of the future. They're a symbol of change. And people that are committing these attacks don't want those kind of symbols around.
Many Iraqis do support the police, in large part because they prefer their own countrymen patrolling the streets. Locals are still picking through the rubble at what's left of the Shab police station, which was destroyed by a car bomb last month. Yasin Jabra Kadim, a barber whose neighboring shop was also destroyed in the blast, says he's fed up with the U.S. occupation. But he goes on to denounce the people responsible for the attack against the Iraqi police. The bombers are criminals, he says. They want to intimidate the police so that the crooks can rob and steal at will. We want the police to come back to work, he added, so that we can feel safe in our cities. But many officers complain they still aren't getting enough resources from the U.S. for a job that's growing more and more dangerous. This week in Baghdad's Adamiyah district, police worked to hold back pedestrians after the discovery of an unexploded bomb in a busy intersection. Police Sergeant Muhammad Ali Qadr complained he still hadn't been supplied with flak jackets or firearms.
They haven't given us a flak jacket or something to protect ourselves, and even this weapon is belong to me. I have carried, and maybe I'll quit from my job if they don't give me some protection.
1 month ago, three officers were seriously injured while investigating a similar device that suddenly exploded in the same square. The U.S. administration in Baghdad promises officers injured in the line of duty free medical care as well as compensation packages. But at Baghdad's main police headquarters this week, survivors of attacks said they had yet to receive any financial aid. Dozens of officers, many still bruised and bandaged from the October suicide attacks, said they'd been invited to an award ceremony by Iraqi and American police commanders. As he waited, Sergeant Raj Ali Hussein, a survivor of the attack on the Shab police station, said he had to sell his TV and refrigerator to pay for the treatment of his shattered arm and lacerated body.
We're protecting the Iraqi people. We are not serving the Americans. We are sacrificing ourselves for our country. When we ask for support, we don't need money. Our families are taking care of us. Instead, we are asking for encouragement. We want to have the support of our commanders and chiefs.
But after making these veterans and the widows of slain police officers wait for 3 hours, the police chief abruptly canceled the ceremony, jumped into a Land Cruiser, and then sped away without even talking to the crowd. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.